It is the psalm for this evening, Psalm 116. And I'm reading verses 1 through 3 and 12 through 19. Listen for God's word. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. This may be a strange passage for this night, or at least seem to be. I know it does to me, to read from the Psalms, especially one that is quite so joyful and thankful to God on a night when we hear and read about and remember that Last Supper. We're used to hearing the passages of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, or the foot washing, or those who speak of Jesus' time in the Garden of Gethsemane. Perhaps we've even heard passages about the reason that this particular night's feast, the ones that Jesus and his disciples are eating, the Exodus passage of the original Passover meal. The hurried escape from Egypt as God led the people of God out of Egypt and to the Promised Land. I mention all these other passages so that you might remember them. You might call them up into your consciousness. As we hear this very different meditation on a psalm this night, it is good to paste on a backboard of all these other passages of what was happening. I mention them to make sure you remember all these things, all the things that God has done for the people of God throughout the ages. From the Exodus passage all the way to Jesus' night, as we read from the Gospel of John. It is an essential part of what this night is about, this remembering. We speak of it in the words of the institution of the Lord's Supper. We speak it in the rituals of this night. We hear about remembering in this psalm. So tonight, I want to spend a few minutes asking you to remember the love you have received from God. The type of love the psalmist expresses for God, whom the writer says makes it evident that God has heard him and saved him, and thus the writer has become a servant of God. Or perhaps if we were strong enough and willful enough, we might translate that more appropriately. A slave of God. And the psalmist says that joyfully. And it is so counterintuitive for us to think in this way. What the psalmist says is that, O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. How can God have loosed the bonds of one who now is enslaved? The scripture points out that God has loosed the bonds of the psalmist, yet he is still the slave of God. Or at least we should come to agree that he has chosen to be a slave of God. This seems to defy all of our human instincts. If God is one who sets us free, why would we willingly enslave ourselves to follow God's will completely? I dare say that none of us wishes to respond to a gift, no matter how good it is, by becoming a slave to others. What has happened here for this psalmist is because of a great love that God has for us all. And he understands this need for a life where he is a slave to God. In the verses just ahead of verse 16, we hear, "What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation, and I will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones." If we listen carefully, maybe some 500, 600, 700 years before the night that Jesus sat at this table, the psalmist is either predicting what will happen or is living that very thing that Jesus would be living that night. It seems the psalmist has been saved from death, or at least been saved from the natural consequences of death. It is very difficult to tell, especially when we remember that this is written centuries before the birth of Christ. What we do understand is that with the gift of God's faithful love, the writer of this psalm is so moved to obedience that the writer becomes a willing slave of God and has found comfort and peace and joy in God's care. So much so that the slave declares, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people." If we look at this night through the eyes of this writer, through this scripture, we can begin to see how Jesus, both human and God, can be calm and distressed at the same time as he is sitting at this Passover meal. Humanly distressed at the pain that is about to happen, the betrayal which hurts as much as any physical pain could. But divinely understand that following God's commandments, being a slave to God, is the only way to perfect bliss and a perfect way to worship the one who gives us such bliss. Jesus knows, and it seems the psalmist writer from so many years earlier understands, that even though we are enslaving ourselves to God, we are crawling into the home of God and into the heart of God, and God always does us good. For God loves us in ways we can only begin to imagine. It is counterintuitive. Just like this night. A night that we celebrate and rejoice in the sacrifice that Christ has come to make. And yet we are sad that it has to be made. But Jesus, God's living word, understands exactly what this psalmist is talking about. The joy and the love that comes from responding by humbling oneself to serve God, no matter what God asks. The question it leaves for us this night, as we come to the table that Jesus has set with his life, the one who gives us the cup of salvation, the question that we have in this season is, will we take the path less traveled? The path that is not worn and smooth. It is the path, though, to blissful servitude. Serving the one who loves us so much that we will always be taken care of, no matter how counterintuitive that seems to us here on earth. That is the choice that our Savior made and is still making until this very day. It is what Jesus called all his disciples to do. in these few hours before our Easter hallelujahs ring, let us redouble our efforts to live into a real and lasting joining that is found in servanthood to the perfect one, our God. For in giving up our daily lives, the right to pick and choose as we would do, by giving up doing what we want, instead doing what God wants for us, we will find the same elation that the psalmist found, and the joy that Christ lived into. That's truly the joy God wants for us every day of our lives and forevermore. May we strive to do so to the glory of God the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. Amen.